And make a brush broom out of them, sweep the yards with.
Wow.
Did you ever see a sand floor in the kitchen and dining room?
Never have.
I have a many a time. My old grandmother used to, and especially old grandmother Futch, had to be sand on her kitchen floor. We didn't know nothing about rugs or any carpets or anything then, you know. So you go out to the creek bed and get the prettiest white sand you ever seen. Whether it washed out here and washed up there, you know, we'd bring a load of that in. And they'd put that just about that deep all over that floor.
About an inch out. Wow.
And that had to be swept, too.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so often, that sand had to be taken up and washed. Wash tubs and wash it, put it out and dry it, and then put it back on the floor.
Wow. I never even heard of sand floors.
Well, I've seen that many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And, oh, that was back, I can remember, in what you might call the latter part of the primitive days. If you know what I mean there. When people were beginning to come, what the younger generation today calls civilization. But that was back in the days of when we done with what we had and had very little to do with, but we done with it. And we all lived, was healthy and happy.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. No, you didn't have any beaches to worry you. There are things to go like that, you know, and picture shows to go to. You just didn't have all of that kind of stuff back in those days and times. I remember we used to go to the what we call the bay, down to Tampa Bay. Drive a horse and wagon down there. Take all day today and part of tomorrow maybe to drive to what we call Big Bend. But you had plenty of horse feed. You had your own ration. And go there and catch the fishermen. And we get fish. And fix those fish, salt them down in brine salt, and pack them away. We dress them out, you know. Wouldn't scale them, but just open them up and take the insides out and wash them good. And stack them in there. But stack them with the... open side up, so the salt would go in and take. And you could keep those things for months and months. And when you wanted a mess of mullet, you'd go and take those out in the afternoon, put them in a tub of water, and get the salt all off of them. Scale them then, and cut them up like you wanted them. And then you would put them in a tub of water. And soak them all night. I've eaten many a mess of them for breakfast in the morning. Folks, you think you're silly. Talk about eating fish for breakfast. I've eaten many a mess of steak for breakfast. I've eaten many a mess of fried chicken for breakfast. We lived on what we had. We had no. We didn't know anything about breakfast foods and all of that kind of stuff then. My mother got up every morning. And she'd bake those biscuits. We had biscuits for breakfast. We saved all of our own meat and lard and all of that. And light bread.